Dyson when I'm in the Oakland, Berkeley, San Francisco area, and I want to hear the real deal. I listen to Hard Knock Radio with my man Davey D. You heard?
Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon, and on the phone lines with us all the way from the great city of Providence, Rhode Island. He is a fixture in the rap scene or the hip-hop scene, somebody who's not afraid to hold his tongue and speak truth to power. His name is B. Dolan, and I wanted to have him on because just the other day we got word that the Supreme Court was not going to listen to a case that would involve whether or not citizens are allowed to record the police. About a year ago or so, B. Dolan, Jasiri X, and Toki Wright out of Minneapolis, the Rhymesayers Click, put a song together called Film the Police, and it was to challenge the type of legislation police was putting into place that would forbid us from being able to do that. So we wanted to get B. Dolan on the line to talk about that video, which...
Good, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, talk a little bit about, you know, the inspiration behind that video and what was going on through your mind then and now.
Well, the video was... The song was actually made... The song came before the video, and the song was made in response to what happened with Oscar Grant. And so this kind of goes back a couple of years now. And what happened with Oscar Grant, obviously, on our man that was shot by the BART police, and that case came to national prominence and went viral because of people pulling out their cell phones and recording it. And I was talking with an activist friend from Boston, and we were talking about how to like organize around controlling police abuses. And we were talking about how important it is to film cops and organizations like Cop Watch that not only train people, you know, to pull out your cell phone and film cops if you see them behaving badly, but also even the fact that you can police your own neighborhood or police the police in your neighborhood by letting them know that whenever they're in this neighborhood, there's video cameras, private citizens, I've got them in their windows, and if you stop somebody on this block, you're going to be recorded by the people that live in this neighborhood. And organizing on that as a strategy to try and lower the rates of police abuse in certain neighborhoods that are real prone to it. So we were just talking about filming cops and then thinking about, of course, the legendary F the Police by N.W.A. And that's how the idea just came to flip that and make Film the Police. And then in the process of putting that song together, I reached out to Jasiri X, who had made a great song about the Oscar Grant shooting specifically. And that's actually when I first became aware of Jasiri. So we reached out to him, we reached out to Toki Wright, and we made the song. And in the interim, the Occupy movement kind of started to happen. And it just so happened that by the time that the song was ready and it was time to put together a video for it, police brutality was daily in the news and on the internet. And so we put together the video. The video went kind of mini viral and became its own thing. And here we are a year later with the Supreme Court finally deeming it unconstitutional to prevent private citizens from filming cops, which is a huge victory.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, let's go back to Oscar Grant. One of the interesting things that I don't know if people outside of Oakland or the Bay Area are aware, is that the night that he was shot and people filmed him, the police stormed the BART trains and started snatching up people's cell phones, talking about that they needed evidence. And many of those people never got their cell phones back. So we don't know for sure all the different angles that were taken during that particular tragedy. But with that being said, we also know that there was an attempt to persecute a woman in Illinois, which is actually what led to the Supreme Court thing. We've seen people being beaten and their phones taken from the police up until this Supreme Court decision. And so even when you all did the video, if I'm correct, the part that Jasiri shot, they were stopped from shooting by the police.
So, yeah, you can see it in the video.
Yeah. So with all that being said, do you think the general public was aware of how Gestapo-like the police had become around filming?
I think anyone that interacts with police on a day-to-day basis certainly is aware of their tactics. I think, you know, the Occupy movement was sort of unique because it, one thing it definitely represented was a huge outpouring of people that had not previously been involved in protests, suddenly being in the streets and dealing with police. And one of the things that came to that was a rising in the consciousness of people that this is what goes on. This is how they operate. And this is how all regimes operate when they get desperate and they get, they feel the need to oppress and suppress information. Today, I just noticed Syria, there's news that Syria has shut down the internet in their country. And there was talks of that, the government in Egypt doing that during the Arab Spring uprisings. And those things are telling, like the fact that cops come through and snatch people's cell phones as soon as something like the Oscar Grant shooting happens, it's because they're aware of that the internet and our ability to network with each other is a threat to them. And so we have to be vigilant about things like this Illinois law or even like this patent. I don't know if you know about this, but Apple has a patent that they took out this August that they claimed could be used for things like movie theaters. So if you go into the movie theater, your phone automatically goes to a silent zone into silent mode because there's a device that disables all cell phones in the area. But the patent also allows for governments to use it in certain situations so that in something like the Oscar Grant shooting happens, they wouldn't have to snatch cell phones. They could just shut every cell phone in the area down, which is even scarier.
Right. And they did. Yeah. They actually did shut down all the internet in San Francisco. Actually, ironically, on the BART station, which led to another set of protests. This was around the death of Charles Hill. This was a homeless man who was shot. He was supposed to have had a knife and he was shot. We didn't get a chance to see the police video from that. But what they did do was in the subsequent protests that came out afterwards, the police shut down the internet, which led to all kind of outrage. And eventually the person who bragged about being behind that decision being ousted from office when Anonymous discovered some very unsavory X-rated photos of him and released that to the public. But that's,
shout out to Anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah, they did do that. But with that being said, though, what brings to mind is another thing. Even during the Occupy, and we're even finding now in neighborhoods where you have quote-unquote wars on drugs and what have you, the police have still acted with reckless abandon, even when they know they're being filmed. And I wanted to know, from your standpoint as an artist activist, do you think there's another step that now needs to be taken along with filming the police?
Yeah, I think certainly that, like, ultimately the goal has to be that these communities are able and empowered to deal with, that all communities are able and empowered to deal with their own issues, and that the police need to be there to respond to emergencies, basically. You know, and the fact of the matter is that for large sections of the country, the police are basically an occupying army in the neighborhood, and they are functioning as a gang. And that's something that is not something that's local to Oakland or Providence. That's something that's widespread across the entire country. And a result of things like our broken prison system and, you know, that you mentioned war on drugs and all of that. All of these things are kind of feeding into this environment of that just breeds violence and it will continue to breed violence. Something like filming the police is meant to be a check on that. It's meant to prevent the worst cases from being able to continue in silence, and it's made to give us some kind of tool. But at the same time, yeah, there's huge root issues that have to be addressed, and that goes to legislation, to getting involved with your local politics, getting the people that represent the people elected. These are ongoing struggles.
One other aspect which wasn't necessarily talked about in your video was the racial component. How important is it for us to build bridges and be aware of the types of police brutality that is taking place and to the degree that it does? And by that, I mean, traditionally being African American, we talk about police brutality in a certain way. Some people have kind of, you know, it's happened so long and so often that people just kind of chalk it up to just a part of life. Like, you know, you see the police, avoid them because they're going to be problematic. But with the fact that we saw in the Occupy, so many white folks being beaten, young white kids being beaten, and you and Sage Francis, who introduced the video, also being white yourself and having footage that is juxtaposed with the experience of Toki Wright and Jasiri, who are African-American. Right. How important is it to show how systemic this is in terms of race?
Yeah, it is hugely systemic in terms of race, and unfortunately, it's kind of one of those things that until white kids are being affected, there's a real struggle to get it in front of the nation's consciousness. But then, yeah, something like Occupy comes along, and all of a sudden, it's white faces, or it's Iraq veterans, and suddenly, you know, the realization occurs, like the lights go off, like the light goes on, like, oh, that looks like me, that could happen to my kid, you know. That's the problem, is that, you know, for whatever percent of the country is able at a given time to live in a bubble and pretend that these things are not a problem, you know, people will prefer that. But ultimately, the reality that's out there waiting for people, which disproportionately affects people of color at this point in time, but really is waiting for all of us when it really comes down to it, when it really, you know, something like Occupy happens, you know, and you realize that, like, when the people try and rise up and, you know, and make their voice heard, the thing that's going to be there to stop them is the police, who are there to protect property and status quo, and that, you know, they are a dangerous and highly, by the way, highly militarized since 9/11 force that is just roaming our streets, you know. So it was good that, you know, Occupy happened and brought that to people's consciousness, and I think, you know, we need to continue to push the word, push cooperation between different groups of people and types of artists, and reach out to folks, and
Well, before we let you go, you know, not that you're a police officer, but can you venture as to what is going on through their minds when they see the masses of people who are protesting things that are very righteous? In this case, you know, in the Occupy, it was the economy. A lot of times it's about, you know, egregious injustice, like the shooting of unarmed people, like Oscar Grant or the George Zimmerman shooting Trayvon Martin. What do you think is going on with somebody who puts on a badge and then goes against the very community that they're supposed to, one, be protecting and oftentimes have come from?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and it's a hard question to grapple with. That's obviously been, like, the fodder of a lot of movies and even a couple of great rap songs. I think about Black Cop and KRS. It's tricky because at the end of the day, you know, those people are, like you said, they're from the same neighborhood. Those are working class people. And, you know, they're given this uniform, they're given this futuristic weaponry, and they're told to go out there and, you know, and regulate. But ultimately, you know, I've heard it said that, you know, it's better training, that police need better training, and that we should be focusing on, you know, educating them as opposed to arming them. But, you know, it's a huge, it's a huge psychological world that police are indoctrinated to. Just like when people sign up for the military, they strip you down and they build you back up in the design that is convenient to power. And so that's something that we find ourselves contending with.
Right, that's real talk. What's the projects that you're working on? I know we're going to have to get you back on because you and Sage Francis did a song dealing with the assault of a transgender woman, and we want to talk a little bit about that at another date, but talk about the projects that you have on and where people can get a hold of y'all.
Yeah, that song you mentioned is called Which Side Are You On, and it's out now, and it talks about Cece McDonald, the transgender woman in Minneapolis who defended herself against her attacker and is currently in jail for doing so and for not dying in a hate crime. But bdolan.net is the place to find me on the internet. I'm in the studio at the moment. I toured really heavily last year and just got home in September, got married, and I'm back at home now, just working on the next album and getting all the 2013's stuff ready for you. But yeah, bdolan.net and strangefamous.com is the place to find me in the meantime.
Well, there you go. Bdolan, thank you so much. We're going to give people an opportunity to check out the song Film the Police, and let it not be said that some of our best and brightest talents have not had their fingers on the pulse. These brothers that put this song together definitely were pushing an agenda, and one which we can claim as a victory. We're now allowed, and not only allowed, but encouraged to film the police. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
In full effect, Judge Sage presiding in the case of the People versus the Police Department. Prosecuting attorneys are Toby Wright, Jassir X, and B motherfucking Dolan. Order, order, order. B Dolan, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
You're goddamn right.
So why don't you tell everyone what the fuck they have the right to do? Film the police, run a tape for the underclass. Get the face, name and number on the back. They flash, we flash back when they act disorderly. React accordingly and capture all that we see. Nightsticks, zip ties, and tasers. Think your license for tight, vicious behavior. Make a tight miss with the video trend toward the pig like this. He tripping, you make him blame us. Explain to a judge the bounds you overstepping. 2011, time to change our method. We aiming lenses like a state's weapon. Today, remember who's goddamn streets they're protecting. Yeah, they rather see me in a cell than me in my cell with a different story to tell. Camcorder by the dash next time you get stopped. Reach for the celly if you wanna shoot a cop. On the public sidewalk, you could take what you see. A film from your window with the view of the street. Neighborhood crime watch, we police the police. They can't arrest the whole community because the streets clock these cops. Occupied blocks, harassing the homeless with batons and pulling glocks. They stop low for protests and let off shots. Abuse prostitutes and misuse power they got. In memory of the victims who were never forgot. We gotta exercise our right to shed light in the dark. There is an army on the march, it doesn't want you to watch. You got a weapon in your pocket, whether you know it or not. We the people are the only real media we got. Let's protect one another from the fucking goon squad. Fascism's coming to the USA. Ayo, Sage, I got something to say. Film the police. 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 Film the police.
Film the police. It's time to make it our priority. You see, these fools are an abuse of their authority. Crack a fist or you crack a whip, but that ain't power, you coward. You beat a man with two shackled wrists. So put their names up on a list next to an asterisk. Next time you see him blast a clip, then you flash a flick. Attach a video and pic to your master list. Be on the news at 6, YouTube views legit. The cops watch it, so we gotta have the cop watch it. Been a fear lost so long, so now it's not awkward. But what is law when it's wrong, when you slam us on the floor? No, this ain't world wrestling entertainment raw. This edutainment, y'all.
Got a call from B. Dolan. You try to squad with Johnny Long, get your meat swollen. Why you think Bobby and Huey P were heat holding? You better load the footage up and get to keystroking. And while you at it, send one off to the administration. It's indicating all the physical intimidation. It's been too long, they said to bear with us. That's why I run up on your caravan and rip off all your dare stickers. This here's near hitless with it and some mere tickets. You feel privileged till your wife get a brazier lifted. You disappear quick as hopper if you piss a copper off until you get a Channel 7 News helicopter. Violence hides in a cold silence. Tyrants hiding in a lion's quiet or be left somewhere swept inside. It's Goliath versus a bigger giant. Got us pulling over so far we ran a curve and hit a hydrant. It's systematic how the system has it. Symptoms of the democratic law that's been flawed since the pilgrims landed. So now tell me what you gonna do. Next time you see the boys in blue, you cock your camera back and point and shoot.
New video surfaced today in the shooting death of a young man by a BART police officer. One witness captured the actual shooting with a cell phone. You may find the video disturbing to watch and may want to turn away.
I got the cannon 7D, highest definition for when they try and arrest and lynch them. Then lie and protest the whipping, I serve and protect they victims. They murderous threats and hitmen, observe them and let the witness be the iPhone. Never let bygones be bygones. Get your flip cam before they get in the whip and ride on. It's vital, cause our survival could depend on the video going viral with more viewers than American Idol. Instead of having to bury a child who the cop shot cause they thought he carried a rifle. Them same cops will go to court and swear on the Bible and smile to show the teeth that they preparing to lie through. Whether Crips or Pyru, fight for and gangster disciple. Make sure your camera lens gets an eye full. And they liable to try and confiscate it. Better hold on to that shit like you constipated. Cause don't pretend them injuries were not related. Like when we arrived, we saw them dive head first off the pavement. So keep the mini cam stashed in the dash of your minivan. Cause they'll flash and smash on any man. Pull out your Blackberry. Cause cops will take a shot at your Blackberry till they see another Blackberry. Don't act scary cause they'll empty the gat on you. Then stand over your body just to sprinkle the crack on your police attack. And you don't wanna see they reflect. Reflections like Dracula, but cameras capture. You're too busy using your flashlights to back to us to notice John Singleton was my passenger. So point, click, and shoot they asses. It's the only way to get the real truth to the masses. Just Sirius, I'm making movies like Spike Lee. I won't be a Law and Order special victim like Ice-T.
Film the police.